I woke up one morning and I felt yucky. You ever have those days? Yeah, we all better have them. Well, I wish we didn't have to have them, but there's a reason for them. And I call this story my Ugg Day story, because I woke up and I felt just, oh, Ugg, oh no. I'm going to have to battle all day in the spirit. You know, it's just like, you know what I'm talking about? So when I get like that, I know now that I just immediately start speaking in tongues. Okay? Speaking in tongues. That's what I do. They're like, what do you do? I said, speak in tongues. Just don't get it. You don't understand it. Just speak in tongues. Because you'll eventually get it. So I spoke in tongues. Like, okay, God, what are you doing? I came downstairs, took all my supplements to make sure it wasn't hormonal. You know, I was like, wasn't hormonal. I was still feeling the same. So I said, okay, God, what are you doing? That's the question you ask God every day. God, what are you doing in this? You may wake up and have an awesome day. Yeah. But the days that are the hardest, or there's days that you don't understand the day. And it's this kind of a thing. And you're like, God, what are you doing in this day? I got a text from a friend during this. And she said, she lives on the coast. One of our intercessors had a dream, and we feel like we really need to go to the border of our counties and pray for protection. I said, okay, let's pray about it and see what we're supposed to do. So throughout the day, you're praying, and it's funny how the information just kind of comes in. Come to find out that in 5 days, it was going to be the 9/11 anniversary of our country, and that there had been a terror threat on our nation once again. And so when that happened, I went, okay, that's why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. And what happens is you're feeling ugly, and if the enemy can keep you in that ugliness, you'll miss the whole point. Do you understand that? That's why it's important to just find out what God is doing. So I went, okay, this is making a little bit more sense now. So I text her back. I said, listen, this is what's up. I think you're right on. We need to go to our borders and pray. And then I got this great idea. I'm going to put it on Facebook. And I have over 5,000 friends and 9,000 on fan page, so the stuff gets out there. So I put on my Facebook, this is what we're sensing and feeling, and we're asking all those who want to be involved to go to their borders or their county lines and pray on the eve.